Welcome back, WNST, Taos in Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We will be talking about all of our friends, all of our local brands. I'm doing this incredible promotion with our friends at Taharka. Beginning on Black Friday, you're going to be able to get Taharka home delivered. A lot of people say, I can't get out into COVID, and they'll deliver it to you. We're going to have a $15.70 discount on home deliveries all month long. And all of our sponsors are lifting the Baltimore Positive Tower and our new platform. No one's been more loyal, more of a great dude than Catonsville's own State Fair and El Guapo Chief, broadcasting from his car. And I know the parking lot you're in because my wife and I are always in that parking lot getting the chicken and waffles outside State Fair. We welcome Evan Brown back in. Dude, you gave me a State Fair shirt that actually fits, unlike this El Guapo thing.
Perfect. It's perfect.
But it's dirty. It's in the laundry. I made Moeller angry. I wore it for like three straight days because he doesn't have one. How are you, brother?
I'm doing well. Just heard that the governor's speaking at 2 o'clock today, so we'll see what they say with that.
Every business owner, before I talk about the Mexican food and the tequila and the chicken and wild, I mean, we'll go through all of this. And every local business owner, every restauranteur I know, this is, whether it's Johnny O, who I was in Catonsville the other day when they opened 818 up the street. So I saw Johnny masked up. I mean, the whole deal, elbowed up.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether it's Johnny O, whether it's the governor, whether it's the president, whether it's the president-elect or the president who thinks he's the president. I mean, we are really in a spot that we don't want to be in right now, I think, with COVID.
No, I mean, we're definitely not. It's stressful to say the least, especially, you know, with any business, small business, large business, whatever it might be, everybody's stressing right now. So I think, you know, we'll see what the future brings today, 2 o'clock, or as he speaks further, we'll see what he says.
Give me the challenges for your business. I mean, you have birthed the business in the middle of the pandemic. I mean, I want to say that again for everybody out there. Evan Brown has literally built a place. I mean, you pointed at it a year ago. I've known you a couple of years. We started doing Baltimore Positives almost 2 years ago now.
Yep.
And, you know, you were new and your Portale story as well. Anybody that knows Evan knows that. But you pointed across the street. You said, we're gonna do Mexican over there. Latin, something. I don't know. I'm coming up with something. One day you'll have a T-shirt. And
that's right.
And you still did it, and knowing that when you opened it, that you couldn't fully even open it, right?
Correct. And that's not a horrible way to open a restaurant. Usually you open the doors and people kind of, you know, flood in the doors and you're working out kinks in the kitchen and, you know, running through all these problems. But it's a lot more controlled opening. It's not, you know, exactly, you know, the level of business that you want as you open, but it's a really nice way to grow into it. And it's also a good exercise to think outside the box as challenges come and you have to pivot and do things like that. It's really interesting to watch the group of people that we have around us just sit down and come up with ideas. And, you know, starting with like Keith, my business partner, he's done a great job so far with the family meals and the to-go food and things like that. And those chefs that we have, they've
I'm going to pull your menu up for everybody since you're, and by the way, you're sitting in the car and I got great audio on you. I should make everybody go sit in their car when they
you're
come
right.
on this program.
Silent.
Come on, Baltimore Positive, go sit in your car. El Guapo. Yeah. Now, so here's the weird thing, and I'm being really honest with you.
Uh-huh.
I was in front of your place. I was in the State Fair Park. I looked on the way out making the left and I said, is it Mexican or is it Latin? And the sign says both.
It does say both because it is a concentration on Mexican. But it's not just Mexican food. You know, you have a lot of Central American, South American stuff on there. So we didn't want to just say it was Mexican, although it is concentrated in Mexican food, which I think is the most approachable for most people. But we do jump off, you know, here and there with other items.
Well, you have wings. I'm looking at the chicharrones and the nachos and the soup enchilada. I like the otros myself, you know, so I'm always for the sides. Tacos, carnitas, duck, all of that stuff going on, and reservations as well. As far as carry out and curbside and from a business perspective, having a couple businesses here in doing this over the last 7 months, I know you were challenged in Ellicott City through, you know, floods where you just couldn't open, then you reopen. But this sort of pivot of tenting, you were the first one to open that parking lot. You were one of the first people I could actually go and get my chicken and waffles, take my wife. Sometimes there are little flies around. It was outside.
It's outside.
Right, but which isn't my gig. I'm inside, you know. I mean, I'm tenderfoot.
Know.
You know that. I'm the Dundalk tenderfoot.
But,
you know, you've changed everything very, very quickly to keep this thing going. Not everybody had was blessed with a parking lot and all that. I've seen all the little berms in the city in my neighborhood up down Charles Street and over in Fells Point and Canton. But this has been, I think, for everyone that is an entrepreneur, dreams up this thing called El Guapo and putting Bruzzy on a picture and a hat and a menu and, and makes it come to life. There is something about, oh, pandemic? Here, take my middle finger, pandemic. We're going to, you know, I'm going to show you what we're going to make this work. And I think everybody that still is open right now, including Baltimore Positive and WNST, and you know about my pivot, that everybody has tried to find new ways. And I don't want to say that that's a good thing, because we'd all rather be like not wearing masks and going to football games and having a good time.
Right.
But I think this has sort of challenged us in some unique ways for growth.
It is, and it really makes you think. We're in the hospitality industry, so it's the goal of everything. And every pivot we make and every decision we make is the comfort of the customer that's in this area that wants to come give us their money. We don't want to make them feel uncomfortable. We don't want to make it seem as if we're trying to make more money by squeezing tables in or packing people at a bar or anything like that. We just want people to feel very safe and comfortable when they walk in the door. We take it extremely seriously. And if we can provide that, I feel like most people receive it well and see what we're trying to do and, you know, walk in the door and dine with us or take some food to go.
I'm pulling State Fair up here as well because my State Fair shirt's dirty. It's in laundry, and I didn't get the hat yet. I got to know somebody at management over there to get the hat. Evan Brown is here. You can find State Fair breakfast, lunch, dinner, bars always there. The new American Gastro Pub. And, you know, we talk about food. We talk about events, and we talk about things going on. And I know for all that you've dreamed up in doing this that you can't wait to just get it, like, really open and normal, because your place had become like such a cool little indoor outdoor hang to begin with, and the bar became something, and all the cool rock and roll photo, you know, and all of that, and even what you want to do with your menu and what you want to do with bringing dark ice cream in or bringing in local beers from down the street at Guinness or around the corner from your local breweries, that you were doing all of these neat little things that just take a back seat to, man, let's just get the chicken and waffles out. Let's just keep people safe. Let's make sure we have no COVID in our kitchen or in our dining room and we can keep our business open. I think it's moved a lot of people in a lot of different ways. But I think we all look over the mountain and say, at some point, the bar's going to be open. We're going to have the ball game on and something's going to be normal again.
Well, that's the difference between a flood and a pandemic. The flood, it was just like one day it was over. Everything was just done. We had to go clean all of our stuff out. We had to go throw everything away and then decide on if it's something that we can even possibly do again. Where the pandemic, you're still able to function. You're still able to operate. It's just, how do you make someone more comfortable with it? And that's generally what we just try to do. So it's just, it's a whole different ballgame when you have the ability to still think outside the box or just think in general on your business when it's not just gridlocked.
Tell me about State Fair and the menu over there, because it's always sort of evolving a little bit. I think in every business, right, like even, you know, a fast food place that would offer a special spicy something, everyone's doing a special. I guess the old school, like you go to the restaurant, what's on special tonight? The fish, you know, or the scallops or whatever. But then there's this sort of seasonal menu changes. And dude, you know I love food, right? And you love food, and we talk food. I mean, when I'm in New York finding wings at a Pudo, I'm like, these are the greatest wings I've ever had.
Absolutely.
You need to come get them. And we literally do this, right? Yep. To find great food. My wife has been cooking amazing Indian food in our kitchen. She's been breaking out some Jamaican brown stew and just trying cacciatores and just doing different things. But I think if I owned a restaurant, and I'll never own a restaurant because I know how hard you work, how smart you have to be, the skill set you have that I don't have, I'll help you sell your chicken and waffles. But I will tell you, mix in some strawberry with the raspberry once in a while. You know what I mean? I'll be that guy with the pick a Taharka flavors, right? But for you as a restaurateur in picking things, I would think it'd be nice to say, well, we'll put the pickled onions on that. But the bottom line is, it either sells or it doesn't sell. And in the modern era, if it's not selling, it goes off the menu usually.
Correct. Yep. So quarterly, we review the menu. We take a look at everything, the things that aren't selling. We move off and we try to, shift to something that might sell better. Or if we're coming into, you know, local rockfish season, we're going to put rockfish on. Or, you know, if Maryland crab meat is readily available and everything's good, then, you know, that shifts on there to different, you know, a crab roll instead of a lobster roll, something along those lines. But Keith and them are always working on something. I was just reading the list of things that are coming off and the list of things that are going on for this next menu revision. It might be a little delayed due to COVID, but you know, we have some pretty cool things going on there and some stuff that we're thinking definitely outside the box on.
Oh, well, you're not pulling a Brussels sprouts on me, are you?
There would be a riot in the streets if we pulled those Brussels sprouts. People love those Brussels sprouts. And there's a lot of things that are always the Maryland Club is going to stay on that menu forever. Just and
you said that about the meatloaf and then you pulled it on me.
Well, meatloaf in the summer is not, they don't really go hand in hand too well, but it might be back for the cold weather.
Well, here we are. When you put meatloaf back on, throw me a text and I'll promote it. I'll come and slop
it
all
up.
I know it's great.
It was really good.
Yeah, I can't have it. Don't talk to me like that, all right? Come on now. It's like telling me you want Pizza John's on Mondays. Come on. You know better than that. Evan Brown is here. He is with El Guapo and State Fair. He is our sponsor, our friend, and helps keep us in business. We hope you help keep him in business for all of our sponsors. You know, I want you to go on about Taharka Brothers because, I mean, I have a couple of sponsors. Bill Cole, whenever he comes on every week, he goes on. And I was, like, telling you we're going to do this thing at $15.70 off and we're doing 8 pints delivered. And I was, like, selling you up on it before we even came on. And you're like, dude, I do that all the time. I order their ice cream, and I'm like,
They have the best ice cream I think I've ever had. And honestly, my wonderful wife, Lauren, she knows this, and if she listens to this, she'll laugh at this. There's been many a times that there's just someone knocking at the door, and there's two boxes and, 16 pints of ice cream just being loaded into the house, and she needs to make room in the freezer. But we get different flavors all the time. We get it delivered regularly, and, you know, it's delicious. There's not a flavor I've had that I haven't liked, and they do a phenomenal job there.
Well, we're going to be delivering those $56 orders. That's $7 a pint. We're going to be delivering those for $5 a pint. So it's $15.70 off. The code's going to be Baltimore Positive when the time comes. That's coming next week. We're going to make that happen around Thanksgiving. And I'll be eating cones at night. And you know what? What they did, Evan, and you and I have like a fun relationship. So I have the same thing with Sean and Steve over at Taharka. I said to them, if I sell you ice cream during the holidays, eggnog, peppermint bark, they're doing a sweet potato casserole ice cream. Okay.
Yeah.
Does that sound like something we want?
That sounds phenomenal. Biscuits. What did they have a couple weeks ago? It was like peach and biscuits or something like
they
that.
They did but peach and biscuits. They did.
It was so good. It was so unbelievably good.
That was the crust by Mac. The local was the pie crust is what it was.
Yep.
So they're doing these special flavors. They're doing a cookies and cream. They're doing this apple oat strudel apple butter ice cream. It's crazy, right? So they're doing this stuff, and I said, if I deliver enough of this, if I help sell enough of this for you and get my friends and get everybody in on this, give them the discount, can I just get like a Baltimore Positive flavor in the spring? So they've agreed to do that. So if we do 250 orders during the holidays, we are going to get a flavor, a Baltimore Positive flavor. And
so
then Moeller and I are going to fight over whether it's some burger cookie thing or whether it's a peach cake thing. You know what I mean?
All right. That's fair. Sounds delicious either way. I'm happy to order it.
You and me sitting around dreaming up ice cream flavors and drinks.
Oh,
that's what we need to
do. It would be bad news for everybody. They would be the most delicious flavors in the world.
You know what I'm going to do? We're going to do a Taharka cookies and cream mudslide to celebrate the grand reopening of State Fair without masks in 2021.
Absolutely.
How about that?
Absolutely.
Evan, love and appreciate what you, Keith, everybody over there does. I mean, obviously, Don, his family's in all the time. We would be, man, I stopped by your place last week to pick up some to-go. I saw you. You gave me the State Fair stuff. And my wife and I went on a beautiful nature walk down in Howard County, Centennial Park. Shout out to Calvin Ball and everybody in the EC. And
good people.
Yeah, and, you know, I was there, and like I missed the crew. I missed the French press coffee. I missed broadcasting in front of Kurt Cobain 1 week.
Yep.
And P. Diddy next week. But we'll get back to this, bro. We'll get back to this. Appreciate you staying with us. Anything
really
you want to say on El Guapo, dude? Because I haven't opened up enough air about your new place and the Latin-inspired menu because I've only been in once. I'm guilty. I got to get in there and probably this weekend stop and get some to-go and come home and take pictures
Absolutely.
Of it all over the bar. Well, but I need to try some more stuff there. Give me a little El Guapo menu thing before I let you go.
Well, I know what we are concentrating on this week, again, as these COVID restrictions start to tighten at both restaurants, we're starting delivery from both. That's in the 21228 area. So if you call, you can order food. We'll deliver to your house if that makes you feel more comfortable.
You know what you and I should do? We should conspire with Mahler to like, you can like knock on his door and deliver a pupusa. What do you think?
Oh, I can do that. You just tell me and I'll be there. And the online ordering for El Guapo, we just kicked that off on the website. So you can actually go on there, order your food, pay on there, and then it will just come to your house and get dropped off.
Whoa, I didn't get these. Hold on. Dos Equis braised beef, onion, adobo sauce.
Oh, well.
Jack cheese in adobo dipped in seared handmade corti. What? You brought me the duck when I was in there. I didn't get any of these.
Who doesn't want duck?
But I wanted the braised beef, onion. I got to come in. I mean, I didn't even know you had this stuff.
I mean, we're open.
Roasted sweet potatoes, spicy chorizo, roasted poblano peppers. I gotta get into the mole cuchito pork. All right.
Oh, it's good. It's really good.
You've talked me into it. Yeah, I got to get more about this menu. Dude, it's a pandemic, man. I'm not getting out enough. I'm really not getting out enough. So
I understand that.
All right. I will see you soon. We're going to get everybody over. Order, curbside, delivery. Cross our fingers we can open and get everything normalized at State Fair in El Guapo. And in the meantime, give a shout out to Evan and give him some love. All right. Appreciate you, brother.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
You got it. Thank you. Hey, that's next
week.
Right
around the corner. It's next week.
Sage, rosemary, thyme.
Ew. Is that your ice cream?
No, that's my turkey, man. That's what I'm stuffing it with. Come on. Evan Brown, find him over at State Fair, at State Fair MD. You can find me anywhere the internet delivers, WNST.net, AM 1570. We never stop talking delicious food with local people and local businesses and supporting them as we head into round two of pandemic life. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.